Crop performance testing, coordinated by SDSU Extension, provides a unique opportunity for farmers to learn about and compare varieties, as well as aiding researchers in evaluating experimental genetics. Because of the coronavirus, the organized SDSU Extension field days and plot tours showcasing the trials have been shelved this summer, but self-guided and virtual tours are available. SDSU Extension Crop Production Associate John Kleinjohn explains, small grain performance locations offer self-guided tours.
We pick seven locations of winter wheat. I think we have seven for oats, and I think we're going to do four for spring wheat. And I posted a, I call them a seed corn sign, but they're kind of like a cardboard sign at each site that has the SDSU Extension logo on it. And then I put a document box there, so, and then there's a handout that I make basically describing each of the varieties in the winter wheat, spring wheat, and oat trials.
Locations and directions to the self-guided plots can be found online at extension.sdstate.edu. Virtual tours will also be featured online for the small grain trials, posted at the SD State Ag, Food, and Environmental Sciences YouTube channel.
Myself and each of the corresponding breeders are visiting a site where the plots look good. And then they film us going through the attributes of each variety, just as we would do if it was an in-person field tour.
Kleinjohn encourages growers to take the tours to assess strengths and weaknesses of genetics in each trial.
The handouts really give you some details. I try to provide even a little more information than I can when I publish a variety of trial results, but I think it's important to view the plots. Sometimes you can see some things, you know, for instance, lodging or just plant types and even disease characteristics. I just think there's a benefit to visiting these.
Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.